fighting for America.
Do I want to send one of my sons or your son to fight to regain Mosul? Who should want to stop them more? Maybe the people who live there.
There are a lot of groups out there that probably have more advanced immediate plans directed against the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
Pride is an important celebration for the LGBT community. It's important to be out and be proud of who you are and be safe in your community and show everyone that we're part of Boise.
Fighting for you.
Portugal scored a devastating goal to tie the game.
Team USA settling for a 2-2 draw.
We're Team USA. We're going all the way.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, thank you. What I didn't hear in that was an apology to this committee.
I don't think an apology is owed. There not a single email has been lost since the start of this investigation. Every email has been preserved that we have. We have produced or will produce by the end of this.
You don't think the time period between January 2009 and April 2011 is relevant to this investigation?
It is a very relevant time.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. The letter we received from the IRS on Friday the 13th admitted that Lerner emails were lost for this 2.5 year period.
They were lost off.
But you didn't.
They were lost off her hard drive. We also advised.
Let me finish. I'm not finished with my question, and I'll give you an opportunity to answer.
That's fine.
But you failed to explain the timeline of events that led to that admission. And my.
There we have it. The IRS continues to stonewall. Joining us now from the Wetumpka, Alabama Tea Party to discuss Becky Gerritsen. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Alabama or Auburn?
Well, you know, we are weird because we're transplants from the West. We like both, but when they play each other, we go for Auburn.
Wow.
It's weird. People say you're not allowed to like both teams, but you know what? We love Alabama so much. We root for just about every Alabama team there is. Troy University, Auburn, Alabama. It's all good.
So. I love the old Troy State. I spent some time there in Alabama.
Yeah.
So what part of the West are you from?
I grew up in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and
okay.
My husband is from California.
All right, so you went to the land of the free there in the South, huh?
We were military. My husband was Air Force, and we lived all over the world, and we ended up here in Alabama, and he retired, and boom, here we are, 12 years later.
Who would have ever thought that you'd be hanging out in the heart of Dixie, Alabama and Auburn country, and all of a sudden you'd be at the forefront of a national investigation based on Wetumpka, Alabama's Tea Party?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That indeed. Your thoughts on what's going on here, and if for people that aren't familiar with your story, man, we've seen you on Fox News many times and on the national news. Can you tell us your story and how the IRS has impacted you?
Oh, I'd be happy to. I, first of all, was never involved in politics before the Tea Party, really. I began really waking up and pulling my head out of the sand in 2008. And really got interested in politics, but never, I just paid attention to what was going on. We started our Tea Party on April 15th, 2009, and had a huge turnout and realized that this is something we needed to continue every month. So we decided, since we were taking donations to run our website and our email service, I didn't want to get in trouble with the IRS. So we applied for a 501c4 tax status. And that was in 2010, and they cashed my check for $700 and something immediately and said that we should hear something back within 90 days. Well, I didn't hear anything for over 400 days, and then I received a letter in the mail, about 8 pages long, about 80 questions. This is after I had sent in a complete and accurate application. They had everything they needed to know to determine our tax status. But they sent me a letter demanding I turn over this information to them. They want to, and it's a long, I won't tell you all of them, but just these are some of the crazy things they wanted. They wanted to know who all of my volunteers were, who my donors were, the dates they gave, and how much they gave. And that's a violation of their own rules. They're not allowed to ask about donor information. They wanted to know if any of our members or board members, volunteers were going to run for office. If so, what office? They wanted to know about their jobs outside of the Wetumpka Tea Party, what their responsibilities were. They wanted to have copies of every speech ever given, who those speakers were, what were their credentials, They wanted copies of every handout ever given, even if it was from an organization that a different organization, but we had to happen to have their flyers at our meetings. They wanted copies of everything ever given. They wanted copies of all of my interactions with my legislators, whether it was emails, phone calls, snail mail. They were demanding that I send this to them with under penalty of perjury. And I had, you know, like 2 weeks to gather all this information. And again, I had 80 questions like this that they were demanding to know.
Well, that's amazing. So your thoughts, here you are in Wetumpka hanging out, having a good time, trying to do your very best to make the country better. And the IRS is jamming you with all these questions.
Right. And immediately, within about 24 hours, I was talking to some other organizers across the nation who had received similar letters. We all called each other and said, hey, did you get this letter? And some of them, you know, the IRS wanted to know the contents of their prayers. One wanted to know what the books they were reading, and they wanted them to send a book report to the IRS. I mean, this is just amazing. Then, within 24 hours, we put together a conference call with the American Center for Law and Justice to find out, you know, all of us are new to this whole political thing and new to starting an organization. So we didn't know if this was normal, if this was legal. So we called in the American Center for Law and Justice. Of course, Jay Sekulow used to work at the IRS in the chief counsel's office. And he said, oh my gosh, this is a serious problem. They are not allowed to ask you this. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. So we threatened them with a lawsuit. And 4 months later, I did receive my tax status. But we did, we are involved in a lawsuit against the IRS currently. There's 41 plaintiffs in our case, and it's all over this targeting. So I do have many comments on this lost email sure. issue, and a lot of the other things. Some of your listeners may not understand everything about this IRS issue, but I've been watching a lot, and people on the left keep saying, well, there was no political targeting. They've never proven that. Well, we have the House Oversight Report, and it's also outlined in our lawsuit that, yes, it definitely there was political targeting. We had Senate and House representatives from the Democrats contacting the IRS to look into my and other conservative organizations' applications. The Department of Justice actually contacted the IRS and said, you know what, we'd like to take the idea from Senator Whitehouse from New York, we'd like to piece together some false statement cases and bring criminal charges against these Tea Party groups. There's no evidence whatsoever of this being done, of any criminal wrongdoing, yet the DOJ is going to try to drum something up. Instead of the IRS writing back, we have these emails. So instead of the IRS writing back and saying, you know, do you have any evidence of this? The IRS says, I think we should do it, and let's get the FEC involved. So we have a multi-agency effort to persecute people who they consider their political enemies. And that's just one example. We do have plenty of emails that show what's happening here. So anyway, I'm sorry. You can ask me questions.
I always like to let people talk. It's, you know, everybody wants to talk, but nobody wants to be heard, but no one likes to listen, Becky. So we're fine with this. So you've got this lawsuit going on. Then you know, a couple of weeks ago, you were again on Fox News talking about this. And here you are being asked all these questions. You've got the targeting. As an American, as a wife of a man who served this country with distinction, retiring from the Air Force, how does that make you feel when our government is targeting you and your group for your political beliefs?
Well, it infuriates me, as you can imagine. And I personally, even though I am a conservative, this is an issue I would stand up for any Democrat. This is a government out of control, treating people differently because of their political views. And I'm really concerned that if these abuses go unaddressed, they will get worse. They are setting a precedent right now, and when the Republicans take over, I have no doubt in my mind that they will use this against their political enemies, and it's wrong. And I'm concerned that right now they're looking at political enemies. Well, what happens when they're religious enemies? And, you know, we're already seeing persecution in the church in America to some degree as it is now. But, you know, you cannot weaponize the agencies of government to go after American citizens.
And yet we see this, and we see this happening, Becky, and we see the IRS. Oh, well, we lost the emails. Oh, we lost the hard drive.
Right. And I think everyone out there knows you don't lose emails. Those emails are not kept on a hard drive. They're kept on servers. Those emails went to other people, so you can get them from their servers. And I'm sure you probably saw over the weekend, there was a company that contracted with the IRS as to archive all of their emails beginning in 2005. Now, isn't it interesting that in 2011, the Congress Oversight Committee understands that there's a little bit of targeting going on, so they make an inquiry to the IRS and say, hey, we'd like to know if there's some targeting going on. Well, 10 days later, Lois Lerner's computer crashes. And now we have a paper trail of, oh, you've lost all your emails. And then immediately after that, they cancel that contract with the email archive company. So those emails are archived from that company. They do have those emails during that period that we're looking for. And the NSA has copies. I mean, it's amazing that they think that we're so stupid and that actually believe that emails get lost. And my point is, if there really is nothing to these emails, then they need to turn them over and say, look, here's all the emails. You can see there's no targeting going on. But mysteriously, they're gone off of Lois's account, and also six other key people involved, deeply involved in this targeting, their computers crashed as well, and their emails are missing. What's the probability of that?
Exactly. Exactly. What is the probability of that? So there you are in Wetumpka, Alabama. Apparently you're an enemy of the state.
Yes, I am. Unfortunately. I mean, I wish I was allowed to just be American and, you know, disagree with my government. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I am not a crazy radical. We hold monthly meetings where we discuss different legislation that's coming down the pike, or we have experts come in and talk about immigration or healthcare or Common Core or whatever it is, our Christian history, the Constitution. Yet I am seen as an enemy. It just amazes me.
Becky, I don't know if you can put that into words.
You know, it is when you really think about it, and you think that there were almost 300 Tea Party groups that were targeted. We're not talking big, huge corporation type of 501c4s. I mean, we're just small, little hometown American folks that are putting these groups together, and we're caught in this dragnet. And, oh, I've got friends who've had horrible things done to them by the IRS since becoming Tea Party members or Tea Party leaders. And as a matter of fact, I'll just let you know, if people want to go to WetumpkaTeaParty.com, on our homepage, you just scroll down the front there, we've got a great 28-minute documentary of they used three people who were targeted by the IRS and their leaders, and they're in this lawsuit as well. You'll just be amazed at the power, at the bullying power, I should say, and the intimidation and the tactics that the IRS is using against just your average, I was a homeschool mom. You know, it's not like I'm a big political bigwig or anything. I'm just a regular Joe. So it is alarming. It is, it's unprecedented what's happening in our country, and people need to wake up. And I'm really ashamed of our media. I'm not surprised, but the mainstream media really needs to make something of this. And this is so much worse than Watergate, because with Watergate, you know, he lost his 18 minutes of those tapes. We have over 2 years, tens of thousands of emails are missing from six or seven now key people. And during Watergate, it was one political party trying to spy on another political party. Well, this is one political party in power using their forces against American people. This is so much worse. And a president got impeached for that. And I wonder, is anything going to be done about this?
Becky, please stand by. We'd love to hear more of your story.
Sure.
All right. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Safe. On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Becky Gerritsen with us. The Wetumpka Tea Party, Wetumpka, Alabama. Sorry, Becky, roll tide as we move along.
That's okay. I can do that, too. Roll tide.
So what was it like for you? Okay, you're meeting with all these groups. You're being targeted by the IRS, and then you go testify before Congress.
Well, it was a little hectic. I think they notified me on a Thursday to come testify the following week. And, of course, I'd never done anything like that. And I had a lot of prep time I needed to gather up my timeline and be able to put it succinctly in words. And that doesn't come easy for me. So I really, boy, I was just praying a whole lot that it would all come together. And, you know, if you saw the testimony, it was unbelievable how it came out. But it was really from my heart. And I really took that opportunity to tell the government that they had overstepped their bounds and they had forgotten their place. And then it sort of went viral after that. And now we're back in the very middle of it and it's just going deeper and deeper. And Kevin, I wanted to mention something I forgot earlier. There's so much to the story. I know you could spend hours on it, but one of the other things that the IRS did that a lot of people don't know is that they leaked confidential donor information from a pro-marriage group to their opposition group, the Human Rights Campaign. They were able to unlayer those documents online and found that it did come directly from the IRS. They actually leaked those documents. And then they had donor lists. Some of the organizers, like myself, were asked to send this information to the IRS. Well, I pretty much told the IRS to stick it. I wasn't going to send them any information on my members. It had no bearing on our tax status. So I did not send them any information, but some groups did send donor information to the IRS, and the IRS said that they destroyed those lists. Well, they didn't. But what they did do was they took the list that they had and they targeted 10% of those Tea Partiers. So, you know, there definitely is more to the story, and they definitely are on the wrong side, but I just wanted to bring those up too as well.
Yeah, that was in the Prop 8 case, but Becky, one thing that I don't get, and again, you're a plaintiff in this case, the law's been broken. We have this swarmy IRS commissioner telling Paul Ryan that he's cooperating. There's nothing from the Department of Justice. Clearly, you and your groups have been wronged, and yet nothing is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there needs to be a massive public outcry for a special prosecutor. It's very obvious the Department of Justice is not going to investigate, and even if they did, they were involved in the targeting. They were the ones making the plans to bring up criminal charges against people like myself. So we know we're not going to get a fair shake with them. And this is where that balance of power comes in. And we have got to compel our Congress. And I don't know if the Supreme Court gets involved, but somehow we have got to have a special prosecutor. And there is a petition online. ACLJ.org, you can sign that petition online. Judicial Watch also has one, or Liberty Council, maybe it is. So I am a Christian, and I pray, I believe that God is watching all of this, and I'm just praying that the truth will come out, that someone who's at the heart of this or who's been standing by watching it will come forward and blow the whistle on this, because a great injustice has been done, and this truly is the fundamental transformation of our country right before our eyes.
Not to scare you, and I don't think that I can, but are you worried about your safety?
I'm not. I have this attitude that I'm on the battlefield and I'm a warrior and I've already died. So I see myself as already dead. So come and get me. What can they do?
Well, I wouldn't give them any ideas.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to give them any ideas, but I mean, I'm going to stand up for what's right. And if they come and get me, they come and get me. I'm not going to stop. I will not be silenced.
What advice would you give people in your old stomping grounds, the West?
Join a tea party. Get involved. If you're not watching the news, if you're not paying attention, you need to. Because I spent the majority of my life I was busy raising my family, volunteering in my community. I was not paying attention to what was going on. And I believe too many of us were doing that for so many years, and that's why we're in the state that we're in. So pay attention and get involved.
Well, Becky, thank you very much. We'd love to have you back.
Great, Kevin. It was wonderful to be with you, and I would be happy to update you as this progresses along. So you all have a great day out there in Idaho.
Take care, ma'am.
You bet.
Bye-bye. There we have it, Becky Gerritsen. You've seen her on Fox News. Now you've heard her here with Kevin Miller and urging people to get involved. And here you have this young mother. Her husband retired from the Air Force. They're down there in Alabama, and all of a sudden the IRS is targeting her. And if her, why not you? Why not everybody? I think these are some of the questions that we need to talk about with Senator Crapo, with Senator Risch, with Congressman Simpson, with Congressman Labrador, and say, look, what are you guys going to do? They're the only branch of government that we have left. The Supreme Court's not going to do anything. They're the only branch that we have left, so it's up to the legislative body to corral the executive. Although the executive has the powers of the not the purse strings, but the powers of the law enforcement. But you hear this young woman, you've seen her now, you've heard her as you're driving into work here in the Treasure Valley. I you know, every time I talk to our politicians, I just don't want to buy that. Well, not that we can do. Let's do something. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Thousands is crowded in the downtown Boise for the 24th anniversary of Pride Fest.
Pride is an important celebration for the LGBT community.
I believe that God is watching all of this.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is.
Will you let him answer the question?
I didn't ask him a question.
Yes, you did.
The gentleman.
Seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his.
What we can't do is think that we're just going to play whack-a-mole and send U.S. troops.
If we're going to go to war, we need to have a consensus.
Oh, it's a great cross, and it is an equalizer.
Team USA settling for a 2-2 draw, their chance to advance now uncertain.
Making sense of a senseless world, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, guys, still up at the president using the whack-a-mole reference. I'm sure Vladimir Putin, ISIS, and the Sunnis are really concerned about that. By the way, at 580 KIDO, Benjamin Netanyahu had a really good point on Meet the Press where he said, look, if your enemy is fighting your enemy, why are you getting in the way? Good point. We go to Liberal Steve at 580KIDO. A lot of people wondered what happened to Liberal Steve, and that's a good point. I don't know what happened. Are you still alive?
Well, buenos dias, senor. I've had a few medical setbacks that put me into limbo for a while, but I'm as good as new, and I'm up and at it.
Usually you tell me about your medical setbacks. I feel left out.
Well, you know, is what it is. Hey,
well, I'm glad you're back.
Well, I'm fired up and ready to go. Can't wait to get out and have a donut. I've been listening every day, following your hot list. Some very intriguing stuff.
And you're a big fan of the hot list.
Yeah, and I didn't want to share anything on Bo. I figure, here's my take on it. In 2006, they poo-pooed the GPS for Amber Alerts and putting them in children when they're born and stuff. The Pentagon took the GPS central location devices, and I think all those Gitmo people had those, were sedated, put out, and a lot of those implanted in them, so they know everywhere those guys are walking around at over there, the tracking GPS. But that's not what I want to talk about. The IRS, Congress needs to subpoena all their text messages for the last 8 years, personal, all the top echelon text messages have to be subpoenaed because they cannot destroy those. And you'll catch everybody talking to their other top echelon buddies and laughing and giggling and saying, hey, we got them on the run. The subpoena against those text messages on all of them is going to nail everybody to the wall. And that's my take on it, Kevin.
All right. Well, hopefully, you know, that was okay, but we expect a little bit more the next time.
Well, how would you like your text messages subpoenaed?
I have nothing to fear.
But they do. And those can't go away. Computers can crash. Everything else can go to dust. But AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, all of them, they hang on to those messages forever. You stay fired up, Kevin, and we'll be talking.
We'll be seeing you soon, partner. Glad you're back.
All right, thanks.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. See, even Liberal Steve has a heart. That'd be Liberal Steve, not Liberty Steve. Tom Munns, TomMunns.com. Heidi-ho, Tom Munns.
Heidi-ho, K-Millie.
Welcome.
Hi. It's good to hear your voice this morning again. I had a few comments on the IRS, you know, and it's funny that Americans have been trained to play in a sandbox. What I basically mean by that is we're talking about we need a special prosecutor and we need to have, you know, make demands of email. Listen to me for a second, please. The Constitution offers no provision for the IRS. If there was ever a time for the American people to stand up righteously and to be able to declare what is delegated and what is not authorized by the Constitution, it is this. The Congress, the Supreme Court, the President does not have the authority to create an agency from thin air to be able to rape and pillage the American people's of money. If you do history, you'll find out that collecting from the IRS was voluntary. In addition to that, what you find out before it was set up is it was actually set in on purpose to be able to fleece the American people to bring money back to the crown. And it sounds crazy enough as it is. But I'll tell you what, this is a classic example for every American next tax day to be able to say, you know what, you're going to subpoena my records. I'm sorry, man, my hard drive died. I mean, can you imagine? Hell, I'd lead the damn charge, and I don't even care who's listening. This is an absolute outrage. And for us to sit here and play in a corporate court thinking that somehow we're going to find justice when every particular branch of government and every agency thereof is playing on the same team against the American people, this is an absolute outrage.
Now, before you get rolling here, I really like your defense. I like the Tom Munns defense that the next time the IRS audits you, they come in, I'm sorry, my hard drive liquidated.
No, tax day. April 15th, tax day. Everybody says, you know what? I'm sorry, but my hard drive broke, and somehow my dog ate my paperwork, and I don't have nothing. You know what? This is it. They have targeted the American people. We all know it. That lady that says she hopes that there's a whistleblower that comes forward, hello, she's the whistleblower. She's the one. She is awesome for saying that. And the American people should be taking heed, and the people of Idaho should be demanding from our congressmen the fact that we demand immunity from the IRS coming in here because they don't have the authority to be able to come into the states and enforce any kind of law because they don't even have law enforcement authority. They have nothing. Our congressmen and their failure to be able to protect the people of the states are the problem here. If they do not stand up against us. And the sheriffs, heck, they're if the sheriffs did their duty, the IRS would have to go to the sheriffs to ask permission to be able to give warrants to the people, and it wouldn't even hold up in court. They don't have the delegated authority.
Well, they'll haul you away.
You know what? I'll go first, okay? If everybody else stands up, I'll go first.
Well, we're right behind you.
Well, I'm hoping.
See you, Tom.
God bless, bud.
God bless. We go to Walt in Nampa, as we like to call him, Papa John. Good morning, Walt, at 580KIDO.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Kevin?
Living the dream.
Hey, I was hoping you'd be worked up and fired up. I have a question for you. You keep your ear to the ground, and you know all these people of importance. Considering Obama's ego and his total arrogance toward the U.S., what would happen at the end of his presidency? He says to promote domestic tranquility, we're going to suspend elections now, and I'm just going to stay in office.
Yeah, we heard that about Bush too, though.
Well, he wasn't as arrogant as Obama is.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah. And he's got all these SWAT teams. I mean, even the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Education has a SWAT team in case the teachers revolt. Well, never know.
You better, you know, you're on the list, so you better watch out, buddy.
Oh, I've already been on the list for years. I used to be an independent contractor. I was massaged by the IRS more than once.
Well, did you find them professional and understanding?
Oh, yeah, they were totally understanding. just like Bundy.
Yeah, yes. Bundy will tell you about the IRS.
Yeah, he'll also tell you about how understanding he can be, too.
Well, keep your powder dry.
Oh, yeah, I already have. I hope you're stockpiling. Yeah. I hope everybody's stockpiling because you're going to need it.
You're going to stockpile an XL from Papa John's today, buddy.
Yeah, well, my hard drive crashed yesterday, so I don't have their telephone number anymore.
Take care.
All the stupid comments I ever heard. Anyway, have a good day.
Thank you, Walt.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love this. Look, the next time the boss wants something at work, the hard drive crashed. The hard drive crashed. If it could work for the government, shouldn't it be able to work for you? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic.
Weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And why don't we give away a family four-pack now to the Musical Theater of Idaho's production of The West Side Story. You can go see it for free by being caller 10 at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. That's caller 10 right now. West Side Story tickets can be yours. 580-5436. We hope that you're a winner. And certainly it's going to be a great time. We want you to be a part of it. One thing that we've been talking about, though, is the idea that why not just use your hard drive as an excuse? The next time something happens, just use your hard drive. I'm sorry. The hard drive ate my homework.
I find it hard to believe, and I don't believe that the IRS went through every possible exercise to recover these documents. We are missing the emails of 7 IRS officials during periods critical to this investigation. How is this possible?
There we have it, Representative David Camp at the IRS hearing. And really what's happening, and maybe this has never happened to you in life, but have you ever talked, and surely I've done this to people, have you ever talked to someone and I remember, just between you and me, I remember one time when I got a bad grade in college. I can't really blame myself. I should have opted out of the class, but the guy gave me an F. That's right. Now you can retake the class and kind of redeem yourself. And so I went to talk to the guy, Dr. Kivig, I remember. He was a Watergate-loving lib. And I looked at Dr. Kivig and I said, Dr. Kivig, we've reached an impasse. Can't we come to some agreement? No, there is no agreement. You're done. And that's what we're having with the IRS. They are Dr. Kivig. And they broke the law. They prosecuted Americans like Becky Gerritsen. And they're not going to be held accountable for it.
We are missing a huge piece of the puzzle. The years between 2009 and 2011 are the very peak of when the IRS organized and implemented its targeting scheme. How convenient for the IRS and the administration.
How convenient that all is lost. And where's the Department of Justice? As Becky told us here, they were in on the scam. They're in on it. So arrogant. I mean, we can't live at the slot machines, everybody.
For the sake of the agency and to restore the trust of the American people, will you support the appointment of a special prosecutor?
There are 6 investigations going on of this event.
Yes or no?
The IG is already investigating
this. Can you give a definitive answer to this committee? Yes or no, do you support the appointment of a special prosecutor?
I do.
I'm controlling the time. I'm asking a question that can have a simple yes or no answer.
I think the appointment of a special prosecutor after the 6 investigations ongoing and the IG investigation into this matter ongoing would be a monumental waste of taxpayer funds.
So is that a yes or a no?
That's a no.
Gotta love the IRS. Quickly to traffic. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Y'all have a great day. Don't forget the Kevin Miller Hot List at 580KIDO.com. Thanks for listening. God bless and keep the faith. Serving Emmett.